Morning to you, Adam Pengilly. How are you?
Middo, what about Sweet Caroline? They're onto something, the ACC.
Yeah, that's good. I'm just thinking, if I'm Thunderstruck wins, got to play Akadaka.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Mm. Yeah. But I thought the reaction they got with Sweet Caroline on the Everest day, I'd be going back for that.
Oh, it'll be pumping at Rose Hill on Saturday.
Yes, looking forward to it. Should be a good crowd up there, 10,000 people. Haven't had a crowd at Rose Hill for, oh God, how long have we had a crowd at Rose Hill? Been months and months and months. So looking forward to it.
Now, who needs to draw well today? I saw Mick Price said he wants between 6 and 12 for I'm Thunderstruck.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting barrier draw today. This market's just starting to sort itself out. And the international horses, I'm trying to get my head around these international horses before the weekend, obviously. And the market is just starting to gravitate towards Maximal and Laws of Indices. They're earning $8 into $8 and $11, respectively, for this Golden Eagle. So this barrier draw is going to be pretty crucial. We've only had the international horses come out for the Golden Eagle once, Jared. That was in the first edition won by Colding. I think we had three international horses, and they didn't really run up to expectations. And last year with COVID, obviously, we didn't have any overseas trained runners in the race. So still very much a sort of a new process, trying to get our heads around these overseas horses for a race like the Golden Eagle. I'm Thunderstruck, probably want that middle draw. I think Joe Pride wouldn't be too alarmed about where Private Eye draws. He's got a really nice, adaptable racing style. That horse is absolutely flying. If you saw his barrier trial last week, he hasn't taken the foot off the gas since the Epsom. So fascinating to see how it plays out a little bit later today.
Adam, what's the story with the CT scanner in Melbourne?
You wouldn't read about it, Clark. You wouldn't read about it, would you? This million-dollar machine has been trying to protect the Melbourne Cup and scan all these horses, and it's already ruled a couple of horses out of Melbourne Cup contention as it stands at the moment. Harpo Marx was one. Young Verther yesterday, Danny O'Brien had to withdraw him from the race, but unfortunately, the scanner has broken down. So of the 35 horses left in the Melbourne Cup acceptances, I think they've got through 19 of those scans. They're desperately trying to fly a part from the US that's needed for this scanner. They're hoping it's going to arrive by Thursday, and they're going to quickly need to rush through the rest of the horses, have them all scanned by Friday. So
going to be a long queue.
Yeah, it's going to be a long queue. You can imagine we're lining up there on Thursday afternoon and Friday morning. Oh. So I think they're trying to put in some other plans to get these horses scanned and checked before final acceptances on Saturday afternoon, but not ideal, if we can put it that way.
Do we know where Mars Crusader and Eduardo are going to go?
Oh, there's a bit of a cat and mouse game at the moment, Laurie, about who's going to go where. I spoke to Joe Pride yesterday. You guys will speak to him a little bit later this morning. Joe's keeping his options open with Eduardo. He's not confirming, not locking in to start in the Classic Legend Stakes or the VRC Sprint at this stage. He wants to see the barrier draw a bit later in the week, and he'd ideally like to know where Masked Crusader's going. So we know that Nature Strip's going to go down to Flemington, down the straight six in the VRC Sprint. Masked Crusader's got options of either running in the Classic Legend this week or taking on Nature Strip again. I think Joe will probably try and dodge one of them, obviously. If I suppose if Masked Crusader goes to Melbourne, he'll stay up here in Sydney and vice versa. Maybe if Masked Crusader stays here, he might go down to Melbourne. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. There's a big bonus on offer for those horses that ran in the Everest if they can win the Classic Legend this week, $750,000. So that might sway his thinking as well. But he just wants to find the best race possible for Eduardo in the next week or two.
Oh, just reading some of the texts we're getting on the Cox Plate situation. And this is going to be a pub argument for years, this. Boys, it wasn't a short head. Head were going up and down when NMO heads came up. It's a nose, says Michael. I don't know about that. Jared, how much ground do you say NMO lost in the incident? From my viewing as an ex-official, I'd say it has cost NMO at least a neck, if not more. Williams was unable to ride his horse for five strides and there was unable to ask his horse for any effort. It's cheers, MB. Hey, lads, I've been in many stewards' inquiries as a harness driver. I feel the right decision was made. Yes, it was solid contact. But Craig Williams did not have to stop riding at any point. There was not enough evidence to say he was definitely going to win. I was surprised it took so long to get a result. So well, there you go.
He did have to stop riding, didn't he, Gerald? He had to put his whip away for a couple of strides. You can make that argument, but having said that, I've spoken to so many people about this the last couple of days, and I reckon it is dead set 50-50.
Well, if it's 50-50, the right decision was made.
Well, really? I'm not sure. I thought it might have been a little bit more sort of 60-40, 70-30 in my mind, but that's only my opinion. Mm. So it's going to be a debate, as you mentioned, for many, many years to come.
Certainly will. Good on you, mate. Thank you.
See you, boys.